This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-3, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
I'm Laurel.
And we're going to continue here on the way. Johnson, you've got a story that we've been trying to share for a couple weeks now. We just haven't had a chance. So hopefully we'll get to it. Over at Reason.com, why do so many modern jobs seem pointless? But we take your calls and thoughts first here. Mike is on the line in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, Mike, you said you're listening over your phone tonight. Wanted to have you explain a little bit more about what your purpose of calling, where you, what point you're trying to drive at, or the question that you're trying to ask. It has to do with immigration. It has to do with freedom to travel. But the fear, I've heard some, you know, sort of the fear of the United States government creating terrorism out in the world, and, you know, basically making terrorists who hadn't been terrorists previously by killing their family members, for instance, in bombing raids.
Right. It sounds like you're saying it's our fault that people are killing us. That is the United States' fault.
Yeah, it's the U.S. government's fault.
To some extent, it's not our fault.
Ron Paul wrote a book about it. The idea is, obviously, it's the fault of the killer who sets a bomb off, right? Like, if there's a suicide bomber, they're the ones doing that killing.
Right.
But they wouldn't have done the killing had their own family likely not been eradicated from, you know, the planet by a bombing raid by the United States federal government. In the same way that if the way you can get Americans to admit this is to ask, well, if the Red Chinese started bombing your neighborhoods, would you want to go over potentially, let's say your whole family got eliminated by a Chinese bombing raid, would that potentially make somebody from the United States want to go over to China and bomb some targets over there? And most of them would say, yeah, that would make them want to do that. So violence begets violence, and that's just sort of the history of the world.
That is the history of the world, and it goes back and it goes back and forth. And so,
and it
quite
takes
often,
one person to break the cycle. You gotta stop it at some point. You have to accept whatever it is that's happened, forgive the person who did it to you, and move on with your life. Because if you just turn it right back around against them, it's going to come back against you, and then it keeps going until you're dead.
I agree with you there that we should stop doing things that would not be. We should stop doing things that are morally wrong. And
you mean the government?
Yes, correct.
Presumably, you and I aren't doing things morally wrong.
That's
your problem.
But we are talking about doing things in other countries. So you are correct. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
However, until that has an effect, we do have to be careful about terrorists coming into the United States.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if at least if you're in a place like New Hampshire where you can own guns and you can own weapons to defend yourself and your loved ones and your neighbors, then no, you don't have a problem with terrorism, because any sort of incident is going to get stopped real fast. If somebody tries something,
somebody carries a backpack onto a bus and leaves it under a seat, and you're packing a gun, and that bomb goes off.
No, there's nothing you can do in that case. But in a lot of cases, you know, you're going to be able to do something about it. And the fact is, somebody can put a backpack bomb on a bus anywhere, anytime, and there's no way that, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to have a TSA at every single bus station.
Yeah, neither do I
don't want to have a TSA at every single parking lot. I don't want to have a, you know, border patrol at every, main intersection or whatever. I don't want to have checkpoints as I go to work. I'm not interested in those things. And that means that you're taking risk, right? Because if you don't have a bunch of men with guns around.
If we didn't have the government enforced nonsense with the security, we would probably have some kind of real security, because people would be able to choose between, like, let's say there was a bus line that had a scanner and bus lines that didn't. You would be able to opt, you know, with the bus line that, for example, maybe allowed open carry, but also had scanners.
Because we have so many choices of buses out here in New Hampshire?
Well, no, I suspect that if there were going to be such a choice, it would only happen in the market after bombings started, right?
Right.
Like, if there's no bombings, then why is a bus line going to install security, right? But if there are bombings, then all of a sudden, remember...
The TSA, do you think the TSA just happened out of nowhere?
Do you remember the Washington, D.C. shooters from a decade ago?
Yes.
The two guys?
From the trunk of the car.
Right. Yeah. So they were shooting people from a long distance with a rifle, and so nobody knew where the shots were coming from. They were shooting people at gas stations, right? Mm-hmm. And so we were actually on the air during this thing happening, and we were covering it and talking about it. And what was interesting was how the marketplace came up with security that was actually effective, right? Because gas stations would like to stay in business, and if their customers are getting shot while they're pumping their gas, then that's going to mean those customers are likely to not come there because they're going to go outside of the area or something because they're worried about getting shot. But the gas stations, I remember one of them had these drapes, almost like bulletproof drapes, that they ended up installing over the kind of the gas pump area, to where you can pull your car in and you could pump, and whoever it was that might be looking to shoot at you wouldn't be able to see where you were at the pump. So the marketplace came up with a protective method. In the case of buses, they would come up with whatever they needed to keep their customers safe. The gas stations came up with what they needed to keep their customers safe. And the ones that didn't lost business to the ones that did. So I don't believe, as far as security is concerned, I don't believe in the government providing security, because it's always going to be one size fits all. It's going to be garbage like the TSA. It's going to cost way too much money. And it's not going to be effective. So why not just let the market do it?
Well, for the visas, I mean, we can argue about the TSA, because I do agree that they're not as effective as they should be. But a lot of it is security theater.
Yeah.
But a lot of potential terrorists are caught when they're applying for visas and they're denied visas to get into the country in the first place. And they pay an application fee to have that review, so it doesn't cost the taxpayer anything. Are you saying we should get rid of that layer of security?
I think the whole government should go away. I mean, I think the whole federal government is useless and evil, and it hurts peaceful people. And what about all the people coming from other countries who can't afford the application fees, who literally work for months and months, if not years of their lives, just to get the application fee scraped together so they can then have it rejected?
Right.
Not because they're a terrorist, but just because they got it rejected for whatever reason.
And this is really a case, one of those cases, too, where the government comes along, breaks your leg, and says, we can really help you with that.
Yeah.
You know,
now
it's
you
the same
need
thing.
Us.
The whole reason why we need...
I'm sorry, we're talking about visas.
Yes,
how,
okay.
Why
so
are
the whole
we
reason why we would need this visa review in the first place is because we've been bombing the Middle East since the 1960s.
That's not the only reason we need the visa
review. That's one big reason.
There weren't even passports before World War II.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The reason why people want to come and kill Americans is because we've been killing their families for over 50 years.
But the terrorism isn't the only reason why we need to be controlling the borders.
I think it's the reason that most people would cite about the borders.
Besides
drug gang violence, which is also, again, the government breaking people's legs and then coming in to say that they can fix the problem.
Right, that's drug prohibition leads to gang violence. So what's the other issue that is, what's the fear-mongering, the other issue that people need to be afraid of with the border?
Well, I wouldn't call it fear-mongering. It's just the fact that there would just be too many people coming into the United States. The population would increase too quickly.
Because of welfare, another government problem where they break your legs and then tell you they can fix it?
Okay, they're not breaking anybody's legs. So it's the Gallup poll said that there was a study done around the world of if people could move to the United States, would they? And 158 million people said that they would come to the United States.
We got plenty of room.
We don't have the infrastructure for that many people.
That gets built when people show up.
Yeah.
Overnight?
It won't be overnight.
No, it won't be overnight. Right. It would take a long time. We haven't built the infrastructure for
people
that we have
now.
People
are going to a lot more people to build infrastructure as they came in and, they get a job building infrastructure.
So the market's an amazing thing. Like, you either believe in the market and freedom, or you don't, and you think that there needs to be control and some bureaucracy to tell everybody what to do. And it sounds like you believe in the latter.
For infrastructure, for things like bridges and dams and levees, it's going to have to be the government.
I don't
think it's practical.
Is it the government that builds the bridges?
No, it's not.
It's private companies that build bridges.
They hire contractors.
But they have to get the taxpayer money.
No, they don't.
They're not.
If somebody wants to get somewhere, then somebody will figure out a way to get there. Maybe it'll be the companies on one side of the road versus the other ones. You know, the companies want to have the bridge built so they can get customers over to where it is that they are.
There's a lot of places where bridges are not cost effective.
Mm-hmm. Then maybe they shouldn't be built.
Then you just wouldn't have people living out there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be
more
of a problem.
Why should we subsidize? All right. Sorry. Why should we subsidize a bunch of rich people to live out in the middle of nowhere by paying for their bridges for them? Why shouldn't they have to pay for their own bridge? We got more coming up here. Mike, I'm sorry we've been dominating the conversation. We'll try to bring you back in here in a moment. Stand by if you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's nothing the government does today that couldn't be done more effectively by open competition in a free marketplace, in my opinion. There's more on the way, though. You can take control and bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. With things are getting heated here in the studio, Ian and Johnson, on the side of immigration freedom, the side of we don't need the government to build bridges, basically the voluntarist viewpoint. And then, Laurel, you're kind of taking, a small government view?
Yes.
Okay. So you think the government ought to do border patrol, checking visas and things like that, and building bridges and, what, police, courts, that kind of thing? Is that kind of your gig?
Yeah, government? The government should keep us safe as much as possible.
Which they have no obligation to do.
Which they have an obligation to do.
No obligation.
No obligation. Correct. I think that that's one of the main purposes. Well, my son says that the purpose...
Supreme Court disagrees with you.
My son says that the purpose of government is to fund the military. That's the reason government exists. But anyway, I think, in my opinion, that the government should do as little as possible, but I do think that we need it, and infrastructure is one of the things that I think we need it for.
Those things go hand in hand, that infrastructure and that military thing, because most people think that you have an obligation as a citizen to, pay for those things to get built, right? Like the services, the infrastructure, those things, in order to have the government protect you. But the Supreme Court has stated that the government has neither the obligation to build those things nor the obligation to protect you. The government just exists to take your money. That's all they do, and that's the only thing that they're obligated to do is to steal from you.
Well, they will do a bridge, you know, to show that they're, you need to give them money. They're useful.
But they don't have to do that.
Right. They don't have to protect you if you're being attacked or murdered or whatever. The police don't show up. You can't sue them. There's no obligation for them to protect you. You're familiar with those Supreme Court decisions, right?
No, actually, I'm not. No, I got a C in common law, constitutional law.
Check out Google the terms "no obligation to protect" and you'll come up with Warren versus District of Columbia and multiple other cases. It's not just one case; it's been done on a multitude of occasions at various different levels, including the Supreme Court, where they basically have ruled very crystal clear that we have no obligation to protect you at all. The only time the government has an obligation to protect you is when you are its ward. So there is that's the one exemption.
If you're in prison,
right? So if you are in their facility, they then have an obligation, purportedly.
And nobody ever dies in prison because of neglect or mistreatment. They do such a great job.
Let's go back to Mike in Wisconsin. So, Mike, you've heard kind of two different sides here on this issue.
Right.
Are you finding yourself more aligning with Laurel, with this, you know, central state that purportedly is going to be small, but, you know, states don't tend to stay small in our experience, or the other side of let's let the market take care of it, just sort of this generic answer that us libertarians tend to, you know, to use. Well, let the market take care of it. What do you think, Mike?
I'm starting to become more convinced that we should just relocate all the prisons to make the border wall.
Wait, you mean funny. Build it with prison labor?
Have it be a long
just
prison.
Just have a whole
like that's
the entire border.
I love it.
Because then they'll ask something because they're, you know, otherwise then, yeah. I mean,
then the prisons would be able to get their drugs a lot easier.
That's true. I mean, it's not like they're having a difficult time as is getting their drugs.
True. Yeah.
But you know, like I called this in as a basic thought experiment because, you know, I do tend to side with you and Johnson on this issue, but I also know that, you know, like when you look at Europe, like we've turned Syria into a crater and look at the results of what they're having to deal with over in Europe. With the refugee crisis and just the spike in violent crime, and I've caught myself kind of looking at both, going like, I mean, obviously the bulk of the crime on
mean Europe where you're not allowed to defend yourself, that place?
So there's that too. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. They're like these are all important things to discuss. But you know, it's just, you know, it's like. After, you know, I read about this, you know, spike in violent crime, and again, granted, like, if we wanted to end a lot of the southern border violence, we would just end the war on drugs, period, done. And most of it would be gone, and then we'd have...
Overnight.
Then we could focus on... Yeah, and then we could focus on more important things, which would be, like, you know, malicious actors trying to permeate over the border, but right now it's all such a nasty conflagration of both of them that you can't quite tell. And I call this in as kind of a thought experiment just to get people, get you all talking and get, you know, just to kind of hear people's thoughts on it. And
Well, you called on the right night.
I also think that if there are a massive influx of people, that you can't be sure that they're all going to be libertarians, and they're more likely to vote against you. And I think that's something that should be considered.
Well, and that's, you know, like when the whole, you know, caravan was kind of marching through, you know, Central America, this is kind of one of the thoughts that came through my head is, on one level, I'm just kind of like, well, if we just ended the drug war, everything, you know, mostly like if we stopped ruining and overthrowing governments in Central and South America, a lot of this wouldn't be our problem. But because we are the meddling nation that we are, it kind of becomes, to a certain extent, the government's problem, this government's problem. And how do you balance, you know, effective blowback from the government's stupid decisions versus the lives of the people that are kind of unfortunately in the way?
Well, what you do is, in my opinion, you don't punish people here for the stupid decisions of the government, which is what the people who, you know, support border controls and, you know, internal checkpoints and searches and all these things that they supposedly need to do to protect us, when the reality is they're just taking away our freedoms by doing all of those things. So to me, the most moral approach, if you're going to have a government, and that's not a moral thing to do if it's a coercive agency of monopolistic force, the most moral thing to do is to withdraw the United States military from every military base that they currently occupy around the world and make some sort of statement like, hey, we screwed up. We're sorry. We're going to leave now, and we're going to keep our military back in the United States. We're no longer going to be bombing anybody around the world. So sorry about that. We're just going to stop now. And that's not going to necessarily end all the consequences immediately from what the government has already done in other people's lives. But at the very least, it will signal that things will change for the future. And that, I think, will reduce any chances. Because, by the way, I mean, despite all of the murders that the government in the United States has committed, the killings of innocents around the Middle East and elsewhere in the world, there's been a surprising lack of terror strikes in the U.S. Yeah, the FBI can find some kind of patsy every now and then that they basically managed to convince to commit a terrorist act, which they otherwise probably wouldn't have done on their own. But actual, real, legitimate terror attacks in the United States, there's surprisingly few of them, considering the amount of just carnage that the U.S. federal government has implemented around the globe. So I would say end the military occupation. Go ahead and end the war on drugs while you're at it for good measure, and then you're basically going to solve two major problems with threats of violence and terror against Americans overnight.
I'm with you on those things.
Programs?
What about welfare?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The social safety nets.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because then if we don't end those things, then people are going to come here. There's going to be too many people.
No, I agree with you. Those things need to be ended too. But it seemed that the conversation was more about the terrorists coming here rather than the welfare recipients coming here, because there's two types of scary stories about people coming across the border. There's the dangerous killers, and then there's the people that just want to take welfare. We don't want any of them.
Get the dirty and the disease.
Mike, good call tonight. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Well, that's the other one. Yeah, they're going to bring leprosy, or they're going to bring
tuberculosis
or whatever.
Which they do.
Yes, again, still not worried. not an excuse to create a big government bureaucracy and infringe upon people's freedoms. Let the market handle it. We can continue here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump held an off-the-record lunch with reporters. This traditionally happens on the day of the State of the Union address. One of the things we can expect to hear from President Trump is how he wants Democrats and Republicans to come together to fund border security, to which Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina tells Fox News that Republicans are more than willing to negotiate.
President's reached out. He tried to make an offer. Speaker Pelosi has been resistant to it. Now's the time for Speaker Pelosi in her chamber to recognize the president is there to come up with a compromise that addresses the priorities of both ends of the ideological spectrum.
Pope Francis is acknowledging the scandal of priests sexually abusing nuns. The Pope made his first public comments about the issue to reporters as he returned to Rome from a flight to Abu Dhabi. The Pope says he remains committed to doing more to rid the Catholic Church of what he referred to as sexual slavery. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on our call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
I'm Laurel.
So we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, jobs that suck. Why is it that according to Reason.com, they ask, why do so many modern jobs seem pointless? We got that story. Johnson's got it ready to go. But first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, just in the month of January, our city, we issued out like 400 speeding tickets. 400, just in 1 month.
Wow. See, speeding tickets obviously stop people from Oh, wait, no. Go ahead,
Sarah. Well, the thing is that, you know, our mayor, he's very hip. You know,
Oh, yeah?
He's very
Did
he
have a boombox? No, she said hip.
Oh.
Does he have tattoos?
Oh, he's got sideburns.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that one. Is he a hipster?
No, he's very hip to the idea that the traffic stop, it reduces crime overall in general.
I don't think that's true. You mean because they're running warrant checks on people?
I mean, they have done a study in like Texas and other places. What they have done is if they do traffic stops, the burglaries and the robberies, it all goes down like by 60 to 90%.
But that but sounds actual, unbelievable.
I mean, they should just stop everybody.
Well, isn't that what you want, Laurel?
No.
For immigration checks and such?
Only along the border, not everywhere.
Well, which is kind of funny because, you know, the actual the traffic time, the speeding, the traffic violation only goes by 5%. It's a very, the traffic itself is makes hardly any change. But the robberies, the burglaries, the home break-ins, and the auto theft, it goes down by 60%, which is...
Well, okay. The correlation isn't necessarily causation. So just because, you know, somebody's getting more speeding tickets or the government's giving out more speeding tickets and crime against properties go down, that doesn't necessarily mean that the speeding tickets have anything to do or traffic stops have anything to do with crime going down.
You know what would be interesting? I've never looked for this. I wonder if there's a study on whether there's a correlation between traffic tickets and criminal activity. Do people who commit crimes, do they get more traffic tickets? I wonder.
That's a good question. Or are the people who are committing crimes more careful and get less and get fewer?
I don't know.
Traffic tickets. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's calling from Tennessee on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, y'all.
Hey.
And I was going to call and talk about the 60s, but since Laurel decided that she supports the state in the way that she said that the biggest concern being terrorism.
That's not my biggest concern.
Well, a big concern is terrorism.
Okay.
A major concern, and I wanted to pipe in on that.
All right, go ahead.
I have for over 20 years now, I've been telling people there are no terrorists in this country. Because believe it or not, 20 years ago, they were saying the same darn thing. Oh, terrorism, terrorism, terrorism.
Yep.
And they were all concerned about terrorism. And I called the talk show 20 years ago.
Marty had to get the DeLorean up to 88 miles per hour before, you know, the terrorists shot Doc in the van.
Well, 20 years ago, I mean, 9/11 was 18 years ago.
Yeah, almost 20
didn't even happen yet. Hadn't even happened.
But it was.
But I called the talk show 20 years ago, and because they were talking about terrorism, I said, look, the biggest threat to freedom is not halfway across the planet. It's right there in Washington, D.C. Mm. I said, you want to worry about terrorism? There it is. But if there were terrorists in this country to any great number at all, and I'm not saying there's zero. There might be a couple here.
You mean
and there.
Except for the government, right? You're talking about terrorists who aren't the government.
Right.
Okay.
Other than the terrorist government.
Right.
If there were any terrorists, most of them don't have the means. And any successful terrorism requires two things. It requires the means and it requires the desire. Now, a lot of people have zero means and a lot of desire. And some people have a lot of means, but they don't, you know, the people that have the money.
All it takes is a car, and you run the car into a crowd, which has happened several times.
Right, which is an argument that I use to show people that there aren't any terrorists here.
That's right.
Because if they were.
Because the government's doing a good job
here,
of not getting them visas.
No.
If terrorists were here in any numbers, you would hear of trucks running through crowds, you would hear of school buses exploding.
But, Gene, what she just said was it's because the government is stopping them from coming here. Did you hear that?
Well, she can make that conclusion if she wants, but the borders are wide open.
The same person who said earlier in this show that the border is highly porous has also said that they're doing a great job stopping criminals who don't care about submitting visas.
I don't think that most of them are trying to come through Mexico, although some of them have been caught doing it that way.
Because they're too stupid?
If it's that easy, why not? Yeah, why would you sign up for a visa?
You can't have it both ways. I mean, there are no terrorists in this country because there are no attacks happening.
Right.
And the borders are porous, so therefore the government is not saving you.
Well, there was the Boston bombing. It's been a while, but there was that one.
It's been a while. And most of the time when the government says that they have saved us from some horrible terrorist attack that they managed to stop, usually it's some mentally challenged individuals who had zero means.
Right.
But they were angry at everybody. So the government, the FBI, comes in there and they work these guys up into a big old lather. And then they give them a truck with fake bombs in it, and they say, drive it over there and push this button, and then they rush in and rescue everybody from the fake bombs that the FBI provided.
Right. They rescue everyone from the terrorists they created.
Also, the Tsarnaev brothers didn't cross
who?
Any... The Tsarnaev brothers from Boston Marathon bombings didn't cross any borders because they were United States citizens.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were immigrants.
They were immigrants, but they immigrated as young children.
I see.
But your risk of ever being hurt by a terrorist is close to zero. Your risk to being hurt by the government is 100 times greater.
Yep.
In fact, I would say 10,000 times greater than being hurt by a terrorist.
I totally agree, which is why Laurel's solution of having the government exist to control these things puts us all in greater danger, because they're the ones who are destroying freedom. They're the ones who are putting innocent people behind bars, and they're much more concerned.
I do agree that there is a danger. I acknowledge this, that the government uses this security threat to infringe too far on people's rights, and I think that happened in the Bush administration and has been continuing on till today. So I do agree with you.
The government does nothing well, and there was a call a few months back where an old lady had called in supporting her government, and Ian had me come on, and I put one question to her, and I said, tell me one program that the government does well. And she couldn't do it. And I asked that question to a lot of people.
I think the post office has done really well.
And they're losing money. Hand over fist, they're losing billions of dollars.
Are they?
They're quasi-private.
All right, I'm going to check that one out.
No, they're not self-funded. They are partially self-funded. The government continues to shore up their retirement funds, for instance. It's one of the things that they do. And they have to go to the government every time they want to change their business model. So the Postal Service isn't as independent as they want you to believe, right? Mm-hmm. They want you to think they're like some private agency. But the reality is, if they want to stop delivering mail, say 2 days a week or 3 days a week or something like that, or they want to raise rates, or they want to do whatever it is they want to do to change how they do business, they pretty much have to go to Congress to get it approved first.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, if I send a letter someplace, it's really cheap for me to send it. It's cheaper than any of the courier services. And it gets there pretty quickly. The only time I'm going to have to use...
And Spooner tried to compete with the post office, and they made it illegal for him to do so.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. They actually outlawed... It's still illegal to deliver mail for less than a dollar. So nobody could compete with them, even if they wanted to. And again, they're losing... Go look it up. It's billions of dollars every single year. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here if you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. But more importantly, to my mind, for the newbie, is they've got the Bitcoin.com Academy, so you can actually learn about what is Bitcoin and why is it so important? Why is it so popular? Why is it the most important thing that has happened to money in multiple generations? Multiple lifetimes. Go to Bitcoin.com and get started over there. If you're not new to Bitcoin, they've got useful features for you too, like the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Or you can engage with the community on their Bitcoin forum. Go to Bitcoin.com. So we go back to, I thought we still had Gene, but I guess he was done. Gene, the Christian anarchist there in our Discord server. Hey, you want to talk to Gene? You can actually do that on your own time. You can go to our Discord server. He's frequently hanging out in there during the live show, sometimes before, sometimes after. So the Discord server allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and it's free. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can do that. Let's talk to Vernon in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Laurel.
I try to be a neutral party, and I'm really all about the facts. So in your previous segment, you were mentioning that the post office is sort of supported by federal funding.
Yes.
And I just wanted to clarify that from what I've read and what I understand, and I have no ties to the post office, and I agree with you that as far as it's, you know, being necessary for today's, you know, using email and everything, it's not necessary, minus packages. But it's required to be funded. They have to fund their pension plan at least 10 years in advance, mm-hmm. which really takes away from their ability to be profitable. If you actually look at the numbers, and if they weren't required to pre-fund their pension plan so far in advance, the post office is actually supposedly profitable. But and also I wanted to clarify that according, again, to what I've read, they don't receive a dime from the federal government. But yes, they do have to run all their stuff through the federal government, the Congress, just like any other federal entity does. But as far as being funded, like from a general fund or whatever, from what I understand, that's not true.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying they're funded from the general fund. What I was saying was they are using federal money to shore up their pension funds because they don't have enough money to do it.
I don't think they're doing that. I think they've only used the profits like from selling stamps and from selling other things to pay all of that. They just have to pay so much of the profit up front to shore up that pension plan, which is really not shoring it up. It's simply making sure that it's funded at least 10 years in advance, which no other federal agency is required to do that. And so by them being required to do that, it always makes them look as though they're unprofitable, which I find interesting that the U.S. Congress would have enacted some sort of a law that requires the post office to pre-fund their pension plan so far in advance to kind of give it that look as though it's not profitable. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Well, the reality is, I mean, okay, let's take what you're saying and presume that it's true, that if it weren't for these mandates put on them by the government, that they would be profitable. The reality is mail volume, as far as actual first-class mail, has been going down year after year. So they've got a huge problem that's only going to continue getting worse over time.
But the package delivery business has skyrocketed, and I don't know if you've ever seen one of those little post office vans going around on a Sunday.
Yep.
I mean, I have never seen that until Amazon actually contracted with them to start doing the final mile delivery.
Yep.
And I've even read articles where these postal employees are complaining that they have to work on a Sunday because, and the post office is making them because they're so worried about profitability. Because just like TVA, they don't get any sort of government funding. And if they don't get those profits, then, they're not, from what I understand, I don't think they've ever gotten a bailout from the federal government. And so if they lose profitability, then, of course, they're going to have to cut employees and everything. I don't know if that's ever happened or not, but I really do think that even though letter volume is down, that, because I don't know about you all, but I rely on the post office for the last mile delivery of most of my packages
that
I order online.
Can you imagine what would happen if they removed the laws that prohibited other shipping services from delivering to residential and business mailboxes?
What other laws? UPS and FedEx can deliver just as the same as USPS.
They cannot deliver to your mailbox. They cannot.
But they just go right up to your mailbox.
Not
a big deal.
What do you mean by your mailbox?
Like a mailbox. Like if you have a mailbox, they can't touch it.
Right.
But mostly you can't put packages in there anyway. They're too small.
Depends on the
most
package.
Part. Yeah. But you're right. You can't put anything in there. It's a federal crime, is what you're saying, to put something that's not mail from the Postal Service in a mailbox.
Right.
Yeah, but then you just deliver it directly to the house. I don't think it's an issue.
It's a huge issue.
Why is it?
And that's why they're coming up with services like Amazon Key and all that stuff, because in cities, especially in urban areas, there is no front door place to put it without that package possibly or even probably getting stolen.
I read an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal just a couple of days ago that the post office is actually looking at allowing other companies to pay a fee to be able to put whatever they'd like in that mailbox.
How magnanimous of
them. I know, right? Look, go to Google News and look it up. It's very interesting. But in general, I mean, I know you all, the theme of the show a lot of the time is, all government is evil. All government is bad.
No, it's just violence.
It's because it's backed by violence. If it weren't backed by violence, if it weren't backed by aggression, then it wouldn't be a problem. And if you want to cut the
post office, the post office is not backed by violence. I agree with him.
Well, I don't know, man.
It's a law. Look up the PES laws. Just look up for Wikipedia PES laws. Any law is a threat at the barrel of a gun that if you do not comply, people who are armed will come and tell you what to do.
Right.
If you don't abide by what they tell you to do, they shoot you or they lock you in a cage. And if you refuse to be locked in the cage, they shoot you.
Even though they may not be mostly funded by violence, if what you're saying is true, Vernon, that they're not actually getting payments from the taxpayers for their pensions, which is maybe, I swear I'd heard they were in the past, but maybe they're not anymore. I don't know. But even if that's true, there's still these laws that essentially enshrine the Postal Service as the monopoly dealer of certain delivery services. So
absolutely.
Again, it's illegal for you to create a competitor to the Postal Service. So therefore, they have a monopoly. It's not a disagreement. It's illegal for you to deliver mail that's under a dollar in value.
So I could go to, I don't know about that. I can't comment on that. So.
Well, I'm telling you, it's illegal. That's why they went after Lysander Spooner in the 1800s for that.
Why aren't there more services saying you can send a letter for a dollar?
Well, because why would you even want to bother with that?
Well, why do people use FedEx Ground?
Huh?
And they pay, why do people use FedEx Ground to send mail and it's like $15? Like, why does FedEx Ground exist? It takes 3 days.
You mean for packages?
For to send a letter.
Very few people use FedEx to send a letter unless they need something delivered quickly, typically.
Well, then why does it exist?
Overnight, for instance.
Why would they even have it, which they do?
Why do they have a ground service?
FedEx, when you're sending a letter, it's for packages mostly. Right, but UPS and FedEx, you can send something and not overnight. It'll take a couple of days.
That's true. Uh-huh. Generally, that's a package service. Most people who are sending letters, if they need to get it somewhere soon, they're going to do it overnight, okay, or the next day or something like that.
Also, FedEx and UPS will act as couriers. So, like, for example, if you're delivering it to an office, FedEx and UPS will walk into that office, uh-huh. go up to a desk and hand it to someone and potentially get it signed for, right. whereas the post office just throws it in a box.
It's also insured as well. If you want it to be insured with UPS and FedEx, you don't insure first class mail, for instance. That's just not an option. So it's a much more higher level. Like if you're gonna have legal papers signed, you don't want to just put that in an envelope and throw it in first class mail.
No, I send it via priority mail, which has a tracking information, and it costs about $7, and it's insured automatically for $50.
Now they finally have that after years of UPS and FedEx having trackable insured mail. Priority mail finally got it after like another 15 years later.
Now, I will say that if I absolutely have to get something in overnight, like if I have an appeal that has a very hard deadline, I have to FedEx it because USPS isn't reliable enough.
If you walk into USPS, they hire FedEx to do that work, from what I understand.
True.
Hey, just a final thought. One of the other innovations that I think the post office is starting to come into the 21st century. I have this email that comes to me on a daily basis that shows me scanned images of everything that I'm expecting in the mail, which
creepy.
Is very nice. And it also is able to sync up to all my packages. I know this is like 1990s technology, but I think they're doing their absolute best in the confines of the regulation.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. They are doing their absolute best in the confines, and that means they're losing $3.9 billion. Thank you for the call tonight. In the last fiscal year, according to CNN Politics.
I wonder what Edward Snowden would say about that metadata the government is being handed by scanning every single letter.
Yeah. We're on the way here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. One benefit of the Postal Service is that they do ostensibly need a warrant to open your mail, unlike UPS and FedEx.
Not to scan the outside.
That's true. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.